WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today we're diving into something super powerful, finding inner strength when life throws you curveballs. Because let's be honest, folks, challenges are inevitable. They're like those annoying pop-up ads in the middle of a really good YouTube video. You just can't escape them sometimes. But here's the thing. How we respond to those challenges is what truly defines us. We could let them knock us down for the count, or we could use them as fuel to become even stronger. Today, I want to give you some practical tools, straight from the world of Stoicism, that can help you build that inner fortress and rock through anything life throws your way. Now, before we jump in, remember that finding inner strength isn't about becoming some superhuman, emotionless robot. It's about developing a level-headed mindset, one that allows you to navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. It's about understanding that things are going to get tough sometimes, but you've got the tools within you to handle it. Here are 5 key takeaways that can really help you on this journey. First up, accept what you can't control. Ever felt like screaming at a traffic jam? Yeah, me too. But the truth is, we can't magically make that red light turn green faster. What we can control is our reaction to it. Take a deep breath, put on some tunes, and use that time as an opportunity to clear your mind or catch up on a podcast. Like this one, maybe? Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to wear a raincoat. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control how you respond to them. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but actively focusing on what we have can shift our entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A delicious cup of coffee, a warm sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. These simple joys can make a world of difference. Fourth, cultivate self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, what triggers those emotions? Recognizing these patterns helps us manage them more effectively. It's like being detective, but for your own emotional state. Finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Think about a time you faced a major challenge. Did you learn something from it? Did you come out stronger on the other side? Remember that resilience is built through these experiences. Think about the last time you felt truly challenged. Maybe it was a difficult conversation with a loved one, a frustrating work project, or even just a tough day in general. Now, think about how you responded to that challenge. Did you let it get the best of you, or did you find ways to navigate it with grace and strength? Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the time and effort to create a compelling speech, but then, on the day of the presentation, you realize you've forgotten a crucial point. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like everything is crumbling around you. Now, here are 2 different ways you could handle this situation. Option 1. You panic. You start stammering, your mind goes blank, and the presentation quickly becomes a disaster. Option 2. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that it's okay to stumble, and use your preparation to guide you through the rest of the presentation. You might even turn the forgotten point into a humorous anecdote, showing your audience that you're human and capable of handling unexpected situations with composure. See? It's all about choosing how you respond. The calm within is about finding that inner strength, even when things get tough. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, but it's those bumps that help us grow and become more resilient. So keep practicing those Stoic principles, keep honing your inner strength, and remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on finding inner strength in challenging situations. What strategies work best for you? Tag me on social media at The Calm Within Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.